This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Wednesday, April 15th, the year is 2020. This would normally be the day that we think about paying the private, run-for-profit, Federal Reserve, our income taxes. That's who we make it payable to. But now we're learning about even deeper slavery. We're being told by the Alliance of Evil, the Democrat-run blue states on the West and East Coast, that they're holding America hostage and that we won't be reopening basically ever. And that now the medical tyranny of Bill and Melinda Gates and the very organizations that help transfer the weaponized COVID-19 to the Chi-Coms are now our masters. We're supposed to just disconnect from the facts and reality and do whatever they say. Despite the fact that these are the very groups that had the projections of 5, 10, 15, 20 times the number of people dying that have died. And that, of course, is despite Communist China openly coming out today and saying, we've been open for over a month, everything's fine, we're open for business, but America isn't, so come invest with us. Remember how President Trump got elected in 2016, and suddenly the stock market exploded. And then when he actually got into office, it exploded more because people then knew that the artificial constraints on America were going to be removed. The artificial tariffs, the regulatory controls, were going to be removed that had made it prohibitive to invest and to build in the United States. Trump took the ball and chain off our leg. He began to take the handcuffs off of us, and together we defeated the deep state's attacks to unseat the president, but now they've launched their big attack. In fact, they were always planning to release bioweapons that they could track, they could control, that they could then patent and manipulate and give us the vaccines for, and then give us the surveillance grid in the name of being our saviors, our minders, our controllers. But now that Trump is challenging them, as we predicted he would do, they're saying, no, every death is your fault because you didn't lock down society. President Trump must act now. Trump must act now to level the American people and explain that there's an axis of evil between the Democrats, the deep state, the communist Chinese, and the big mega corporations. That's who they are. The former CIA director, Brennan, goes on C-SPAN and CNN and brags in the last few years that we have the corporations, we have the communist Chinese, we have the media, we have the blue states and cities, and we're just going to ignore what President Trump is saying and doing. I remember Arnold Schwarzenegger, back when he was governor of California, embraced what the UN calls immunalization, and he said, we are simply going to have the cities and states bypass what the federal government's doing, and we're going to implement the carbon taxes. We're going to implement the regulations that, again, would shut down our economy, whether the American people like it or not. So that's what this is the globalists coming in and shutting down our economy, not with the carbon tax, because that failed, but now with the COVID-19 handcuffs. And so the president must come out and go after the WHO, as he's doing, who tried to block him and others from stopping Chinese from flying into the United States, even up until late February. And he's got to level the American people that the Democratic Party is a criminal organization, literally working with multinational corporations and the communist Chinese to hijack and bring down the United States. And yes, that's horrific. That's crazy. That's horrible. But that's the truth, and that's what will stop them. Only the truth. I was on air over and over and over and over again telling you for months that they were holding the country hostage. They were running a blockade, a civil war, economic terrorism, and that when Trump tries to reopen the economy, they would do exactly this word for word, what they've now done. How do I know this? Because I know they're an enemy army. And this is 21st century warfare. Owen Schroyer is about to take over. I'll be back in studio later. I'm dealing with emergency developments. Whatever you do, spread the word about this live transmission. You are our only hope. Please, please, this is so real. There isn't time to play games anymore. I know this is horrific. I know it's hard to believe, but it's the truth. We'll be right back. BioPQQ. Research that. Look into it for yourself. Big Brother and the globalists don't want you to. CoQ10. Oh, you probably want to spend some time researching CoQ10. And then research DNA Force Plus and the types that we have in here. The very best forms of BQQ and CoQ10. And then a whole bunch of other natural ingredients from Mother Nature that are known to supercharge it all. This is our best-selling overall formula. And I told listeners at the end of last year that we can't sell products 50% off anymore because there's not enough markup in them to fund our operations. But because of what's happening and going on in the world right now, I really want everybody who hasn't used or tried or enjoyed the benefits of DNA Force Plus to have DNA Force Plus for yourself and your family. DNA Force Plus now, 50% off. It's Wednesday, April 15th, the year is 2020, and we are 200 days out from the election, which they're now openly talking about suspending. And America is in the greatest threat in its entire 250-year history. We are facing a constellation, a combination of globalist New World Order forces from across the world. Their main base is communist China. The major universities, the blue cities, the blue states, the America-hating universities, and, of course, Hollywood and the brainwashing media, all against the American people, now in an alliance to bring us into total depression, to shut down the ports, and trigger a physical civil war. The food is weeks, if not days, from running out in many areas. Food banks have already run out. Truck drivers are reporting that they can't even get into most facilities or warehouses to get food because no one's there or there is no food. We have been artificially put into this crisis. Major meat packing plants are being told by insurance companies that if they have one employee that has COVID-19, they have to shut the whole plant down for 2 weeks. It's very hard to restart an economy this big once you've stalled it out. It's like a nuclear reactor. And the globalists know exactly what they're doing. They beguiled and seduced everyone early on. 2 months ago, they said, oh, in a few weeks, we'll just close for 2 weeks. It'll be like an extended spring break, and you'll all have your taxes forgiven until the middle of the summer, and you'll all get nice, big, juicy checks, and everything's going to be okay, and then we'll just turn back on after a few weeks, and we'll save 2 million people. And then, as the numbers came in, that the numbers of dead were way, 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 way lower than they'd said. I said, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's because we locked everything down that there wasn't a big problem. And so now we can never reopen the economy. We're going to have to cycle on and off, not just for this virus, but for the flu and for anything else that ever pops up. But yes, communist China, they're now back open for business. And so America, you might have won a trade war, but that was only a battle. We're going to win the war of hysteria and artificially shutting your economy down and openly holding you and your once the biggest economy in the world hostage because your leaders that are resisting this aren't doing it in the way they should. They're just arguing that, oh, look, the deaths are much lower and this is going to cause more deaths in the economy as things break down into the future. And yes, it's just a point of view, but we're having a debate. This isn't a point of view or a debate. The globalists cooked this up, they launched it, they hyped it, and they have praised Xi Jinping in China while putting the United States down, and they're openly working with cohorts in this alliance of evil to hold the country hostage. And if anybody puts up with this or goes along with it, you are signing on to a permanent martial law shutdown. This is the carbon tax they could never get. This is what it's designed to do. And if you think it's going to be bad here, It's going to starve to death over a billion people with a global depression in the next decade, according to Lord Monkson's numbers, which, by the way, I believe are very, very conservative. The numbers are coming in that at least 2 million extra people are going to starve to death in the next few months due to this in the third world. So a depression here is a death sentence there, and already civil unrest is building. Again, as I said, you don't need me to rattle off all the examples of food shortages that have already started and how many things aren't available. And China holding us hostage, producing over 70% of our medicines. We have been strategically positioned and manipulated into this corner for this takedown. And Hillary was supposed to be in power during the globalist takedown as America was brought to its knees. But instead, we got Trump in, so we have a fighting chance. But the average American must square with the fact that not being aggressive and not getting the word out and not starting to buck this garbage and propaganda and all these little rituals, all these little systems of submission is going to make this permanent. And again, there's a paradox. There's some truth that if you wore a mask all the time and goggles and changed gloves after every interaction and washed your hands 100 times a day, that less people would die from the flu and cold every year. That's just a fact. But the flip side is everyone would be a prisoner and life as we know on this planet would be over. And so you'd have billions starve to death because civilization would fall apart. We're being turned right now into the bubble people. We're being put into our bubbles, into our little pods. And right on time, Microsoft is coming out with all their VR and saying, get ready for the new world where you never leave your house. And where you have to have authorization from a government, Google, Apple run app to even leave or have a job. And they say who is essential and who isn't. Again, we've been maneuvered into this spider's web. Remember, oh, you don't need industry. You don't need jobs. You don't need farming. Robots will do it. You'll be a service economy and tourism and it'll all be happy. We were all lulled into that false sense of security. I wasn't, because the globalist white paper said in the 70s, 80s, and 90s that once they got us dependent, once they got the supply chain strung out, that's what globalism is getting control of the nation states, so not self-sufficient, they could then use wars, migrant floods, and disease X, probably a respiratory type illness is what the UN said, to roll out this new AI control grid corporate takeover and create total authoritarianism, forced inoculations, and implantable microchips under the skin. That's what the Rockefeller Foundation said 10 years ago in lockstep and other reports. And now it's all here. It's a plan. It's an operation. So we have to square up with how much trouble we're in. It's like if you're with your family going to the grocery store at, say, 9 at night because you forgot something on your way back from church on a Wednesday night, and you're walking back out to your truck or your car, and two thugs walk up and pull knives on you and say, give us everything you got. And then one of them says, oh, your life looks good. Why don't you come on over here with me, baby? It's at that point you've got to decide to explode, rip the knife out of the guy's hand, and stab it right into his throat. And that's the type of real events that have happened to a lot of folks listening out there. Or you can let them rape your wife, you know, and tie you up and take you with your kids and kill you, or take you to your house and rob you. You know, that's what happens. No, somebody comes up to me, pulls a gun or a knife, I'm going to savagely attack them. It's just what I'm going to do. Now, if you let them get away with this and tie your wife up and tie you up with your kids, they're going to take you to your house. They're going to make you give the codes to your safes and everything. They're going to steal everything. And then you're going to be lucky if they just rape your wife and daughters in front of you. That's the allegory, the analogy. But they're probably going to go ahead and shoot them in the back of the head after they're done raping them. You know, you read about this happening all the time. And then they're going to kill you while you cry. Well, you know what? I'm going to die fighting. I am going to snatch that knife or that gun. And by the way, I've done this before. From them. And I'm going to pistol whip their head in politically. You understand that? And I did one time buying alcohol when I was a teenager. I have a guy try to rob me and I beat his head in with a knife. The point is, I'm not going to get into it. I'm not bowing down to these scum, and I'm not up here acting tough either, using these allegories and stories. Those are the parables. Those are the parallels. And that's where you are. And that's where I am. You better understand you're under attack. Your family's under attack. The Democratic Party is a terrorist organization working with foreign governments to destroy you and your family. You're under lockdown. You're under martial law. And it's just going to get worse the more you submit to it. And your president's trying to fight it, and nobody's standing with him. Well, I'm standing with them. And I'm going to tell you one more thing, too. Everybody better get provisions, firearms, and ammunition. You better get storable food. We've got storable food back in stock, available again. Almost no one else has it. They're not ready to ship within 5 to 6 weeks. And it's not the virus, folks. It's the martial law. It's the economy lockdown. It's the new world order. And get your products at InfoWarsStore.com and fund us, because we're under attack at levels you couldn't imagine. And it's symbiotic. You need the vitamin D3 Winter Sun with vitamin K. You need the vitamin mineral fusion. You need the real red pill. You need these products right now. And you're supporting us, keeps us in the war like you can't even imagine. At some point, I'll be able to let you know what's going on behind the scenes. But we are under attack, not because we're victims, but because we're targets, because we're victorious, because we're winning, because we're taking action, because we're not backing down, and we're so close to turning the tide. America and the world's waking up to this hoax. They're waking up to the fact that it's a giant takeover, and they're understanding what's happening. But it's a fight between those of us that aren't domesticated or self-sufficient and those that want to be slaves. Get aggressive. Get loud. Civil disobedience. Do whatever you have to. Now is the fight. And get your storable foods available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the food. It's being packaged. It's being shipped out. Others are lying to you. We have the food. Others don't. We have the supplements ready to ship out the day after you order them. The books, the film.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live inside the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. We have more from Alex Jones coming up. In the next segment, I'm going to lay out for you in totality what the real agenda behind the coronavirus pandemic is. Now, you probably already know all this, but just like I did yesterday, tying all the knots together with the Chinese Communists, the Democrat Party, American academia, and American media, we're going to do that same exercise today coming up in the next segment. Just showing you the real agenda behind coronavirus and how, hey, you can be afraid of a virus all day long. You can be afraid of a flu all day long. You can be afraid of cancer all day long. You can be afraid that a dog will bite you in the park all day long. You can be afraid of whatever you want. That's perfectly fine. Maybe it's paranoia. Maybe it's legitimate. But if we're not weighing our fears, if we're not measuring our fears, it's like, hey, I'm afraid I could get a hangnail. So do I chop my arm off? Well, that's one way to avoid getting a hangnail. Just chop all your arms off. Chop all your fingers off. But does that make sense? Of course not. But we're getting to that level here. And folks, I'm just going to be perfectly transparent with you. How do I tie this together? Look, I'm still a big supporter of President Donald Trump. And I still have faith in Donald Trump. That's not a religious thing like you have faith in God. That's me saying I still believe that Trump can do what we put him there to do. I still believe that he has the best interest for Americans. I think he's in a difficult situation. But Trump is not my savior. I can have as much faith in Trump as I want. I have to deal with reality. And the reality is the complete shutdown and takeover of America and all the agendas that the deep state globalists had are all being rolled out under Donald Trump's nose. Now, it was already by design. That was already going to happen. It was just supposed to be Hillary. So it was already going to happen no matter what. How Trump deals with it will end up being his legacy. But we can't ignore that this is happening right now. So again, I want to be clear. I'm not coming on here today to attack the president, but I am telling you this. All of this is happening under his watch, and I've never had more people frustrated, angry, and even, I don't know what the word is, I mean, totally enraged that President Donald Trump is allowing this to happen. And then mad at me for not calling the president out for it. And then making the fair point that, hey, if Obama was doing this, you'd be saying he's the treasonous traitor and, you know, and so forth. I don't think it's that simple. But let's try to put all this aside for a second. I had a black pill moment this morning, and I'm still kind of in this black pill moment, to be honest with you folks, because the hard reality that we have to face, I think right now, before we can really come out of this, we have to face the hardest truth first. Folks, this country is a joke, okay? I'm not trying to insult you. I'm not trying to hurt morale or demoralize you or make you depressed. But folks, this we're a joke. And so I could start at one level and say, look at how we've been totally cucked by the flu. Hey, we had a bunch of flu survivors at the White House yesterday. Like, I could do that. No, it's that's like low IQ stuff, quite frankly, folks. And that's what's so sad about this. No, this country is a complete joke because of federal bureaucracies and alphabet agencies like NASA, the CIA, the FBI. They're a joke. What does NASA do for us besides take our money? Nothing. What does the CIA and the FBI do for us? Hey, there's great men and women inside the CIA and FBI. They've done a lot of good stuff. But let's talk overall. We have sex trafficking happening on a massive industrial scale. It's used to blackmail people. We have pedophile networks hiding in plain sight. That's also used to blackmail people. We have a cover-up of known bioweapons and bioweapons transfers and bioweapons labs. We have kidnapping. We've got open treason. And what do you get? You get nothing. You get shut down. You get told to shelter in place and wear a mask while the sex trafficking, the pedophiles, the treason, the bioweapons, that all goes on. That all continues. You get nothing. No investigations, no names, no arrests, no trials, no public hearings, zero, zilch, nada. But you better wear your mask. You better wear your gloves. You better be in self-quarantine because, see, you are the enemy. And again, this is why it's a joke, folks. Shut down the FBI, shut down the CIA, shut down NASA, shut it all down. If I'm not allowed to be a free citizen, then you don't get to exist. That's nice. We defunded the World Health Organization. Brilliant. We pulled out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Thank God. We got out of the Paris Climate Accord. Hallelujah. That's a nice start. That's a nice start. But that's like, you know, if you have a tick or a leech on your body, yeah, you rip it off. Like, duh. Oh, I got a tick sucking my blood. Oh, I got a leech sucking my blood. Pull it off. Nothing. Common sense. That's easy stuff. Then you got other stuff you got to deal with, like diseases and cancer. How do you get rid of that stuff? Well, folks, that's what we're dealing with here. And I'm not talking about the coronavirus. CIA, FBI, NSA, NASA, they still get to operate criminally. We get shut down. We get no investigation into known pedophile networks hiding in plain sight. We get no open investigation into known industrial level sex trafficking networks used to blackmail our politicians. We don't get a full scale media investigation and questioning of Dennis Hastert and his friends and the Podestas and their art. And the Clintons in Haiti and in Puerto Rico. We get nothing except the shutdown and our freedoms removed. We're a joke, guys. We're a joke. And so we better recognize how far we've fallen and how pathetic we've become and face this hardest truth fact, face the hardest truth first, or we're going to continue this stupid little merry-go-round pony ride called the coronavirus. I'm done with it. I'm done. Now, we've got protests happening nationwide we're going to cover, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to lay out for you everything you already know, but I'm just going to smack you in the face with it. You want to know the truth about the coronavirus? It has nothing to do with the disease. It has everything to do with taking your freedom and ending America permanently. That's what this is about. President Trump better step up, or America is done.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
Ah! 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarStore hotline. 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarStore hotline. Is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, that's InfoWarsStore.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Folks, well, a ton of important news coming up. Operation Gridlock in Michigan, breaking news. I've got a protest coming up this weekend, but here's what I have to do for you in 9 minutes. Eloquently, focusedly, diligently, lay out for you the real agenda that coronavirus is enacting right now. Again, you already know this. InfoWars has put out the documentaries on this for decades ago, but it's important in this time space to lay it out in triplicate so that you can see it for what it is, smacking you square in the nose. Let's start off. These are all the headlines, folks. Coronavirus social distancing may be needed until 2022, according to Harvard researchers. Yes, the same Harvard that had Charles Lieber working with known Chinese agents smuggling biomaterial to China illegally on planes. He's now been charged with three Chinese nationals. Yes, that Harvard. But see, folks, it's not about 2022. It's about forever. Folks, they're never reopening this country. Have you figured it out yet? Have you figured that out yet? They never plan on reopening. Are you getting it yet? Are you seeing it? Oh, yeah, 2 weeks. Oh, yeah, till May. Oh, yeah, this year. Oh, yeah, 2022. Oh, 2030. Folks, they never plan on it. And they know in about a week or two, it may already be crossing the threshold, folks, we won't even have the ability to reopen. There'll be no food and water. The supply lines will be run dry. They already know all that. They never planned on reopening, folks. Never. Never. I think America's starting to figure that out, aren't they? So there's phase one. Shut down America permanently. Trump set to preside over record spending. Deficits as coronavirus costs explode. And then so they sign these stimulus bills, which is just one headline of an example of all the pork barreling. Ruth Chris Steakhouse gets $20 million from coronavirus aid program. That's just one ridiculous example. You can go down a whole list. And then the debate that's going on right now, is this the end of cash? You know, because cash can carry disease and all this stuff. So there's phase two. Collapse the economy. Hyperinflate the U.S. dollar. Which would then mean the end of the American economy and the strength of the U.S. dollar. And then, of course, the end of cash into the digital dollar, which they will dole out when they feel appropriate, but you'll only be able to use it at select retailers. So there's phase two. Kill the U.S. dollar, bring in the digital dollar, and then you can only use it where they deem worthy or essential. Amy Klobuchar, Trump votes my mail. Why can't everyone else? And there's phase three. End elections. They may still have an election this year. They may still have an election in another 4 years. But you see, it'll all be fake. It'll all be contrived. It'll all be with digital mail-in voting, where you have tens of millions of voters on the voter roll that never vote. The Democrats have that data. They then vote for them. And then that's it. Now, I say Democrats because that's the modern parlance and the modern example, but it'll be any party, it'll be anybody. That's how they're rigging it now. So end cash. So first, shut down America permanently, end the American dollar, end the American elections. Goes on. Alert, Democrats introduce massive gun control legislation during coronavirus. Phase four, disarm the American people. In fact, I need to be taking notes on this. So it's one, shut down USA permanently. Two, end U.S. economy and dollar. Three, end U.S. election. Four, disarm Americans. Okay, stage five. Would you give up health or location data to work? Stage five, the total surveillance grid. Okay. Stage six, multiple medical workers lose custody of children during coronavirus outbreak. Stage six, end U.S. family. Unless, of course, you go in fully to the totalitarian, edicts, then you're okay. Dramatic brawl over social distancing breaks out in crowded supermarket. Coronavirus. Chinese students battle rising tide of prejudice in U.S. So stage seven. Create infighting. And then make Chinese people the victims. Of course, the Chinese people have nothing to do with this. They're just being used as pawns. German lawyer who criticized lockdown arrested, taken to psych ward. Phase eight. Total social thought control. basically at the barrel of a gun, but you risk being arrested. So that's phase A, total social thought control. Of course, you know, the censorship is in that phase two. We were seeing all the censorship and everything happen. In fact, it's right here. UN to launch propaganda campaign combating virus misinformation. So again, that's still phase eight, total social control, total thought control. And I guess this is part of it too. An Anthony Fauci Protection Act to be introduced in Congress. So again, that's total thought control, total social control. And so, but what is phase nine? What is the end game? What is the total thing here? Now, this may not be the best story, but it's one example. I'll give you other examples. Planned Parenthood board member. Nothing is more essential than Planned Parenthood. So phase nine is assume total control. And that's the final phase. Now, what is that? It's all the phases combined. You can only shop at X. You can only go out on the streets if you're essential. You can only be operating in business if you're essential. Bill Gates's Zoom gets rolled out in all the classrooms and all the businesses. So now Zoom with Microsoft and Bill Gates is literally in every meeting you do. And by the way, Zoom, also known as a Chinese spying instrument. So there it is, your total corporate control, total government control. That's the final phase of this. You can only spend your money with them. You can only communicate through them. It's complete 100% total control. And they've already rolled it all out. United States shut down. So let's go over this again, folks. Here are the phases. Shut down the USA. They've done that. End the US economy. End the US dollar. They're in the middle of that. End US elections. They're in the middle of that. Disarm Americans. They're in the middle of that. Total grid of surveillance. They're in the middle of that. End the U.S. family. They're in the middle of that. Can't even read my handwriting here. Let's see. Which one was this next one here? Oh, yes. Create infighting. Make Chinese people the victims. Seeing that happening. Phase 8, total social and thought control. They're in the middle of that. They've been doing that. And then phase 9, final phase, we can never get out of it, folks. Assume total control. Via the technocracy, via the corptocracy, the corporate government. This is the coronavirus agenda, ladies and gentlemen, and they're using the fear. They're putting the gun of fear to your head to roll it all out. Basically saying, you're going to die or you're going to live, but only if you accept our plan. This is where we're at, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we're dealing with. There are nine phases assuming total control over the entire planet. And they already have the grid ready to go. They got it all ready to go, folks. Are we going to step in to this prison willingly? That's the trick. And as soon as we do, we got the foot up. The foot's about to hit the ground on the other side. As soon as it does, the doors are locked. It's game over. We cannot enter this prison they're building for us out of fear, folks. We must fight back.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Look at this Paul Joseph Watson article at InfoWars.com. But remember, you can't share it from InfoWars.com. Those links are banned by Facebook and others. You've got to share it from NewsWars.com or PaulSidesSummit.news. Whatever you do, share it. UK hospital beds four times emptier than usual. New Overspill Hospital may now never be used. And he goes on to link to the HSS and other direct government links in the NHS, National Health Service, admitting that actually there isn't one-tenth of the cases they actually predicted. And because folks aren't going into the hospital to have elective surgeries like knee surgeries or ankle surgeries or hernia surgeries that aren't emergency surgeries, the hospitals are almost empty. That's right. Go read the article on InfoWars.com. The government of the UK says UK hospital beds four times emptier than usual. And so that's why all over the United States, from Hawaii to New York, from Texas to California, from Michigan to Ohio, you see the reports every state. People see local news saying, we're here at the hospital. It's devastating. You know, people are on breathing machines everywhere. There's lines. And then you drive down there an hour later, and there's no one there but the media standing with four or five people with masks on who are hospital staff told to create the hysteria. So, yes, they are staging hysteria in the media. They've been directed by the corporations. It's only four corporations that own over 95% of the media. It's only five corporations that control over 94, 95%. Again, same number. Look it up yourself, big tech, of all Internet search and all Internet traffic. So 90%+ of all media controlled by five tech companies and by four media companies now in the West. And in China, it's even more consolidated. And that's how they're able to put out these incredible hoaxes. And again, we're not saying the virus isn't real, but the hoax that America can't ever reopen and Europe can't ever reopen. There's going to be cycling every year now, and you can't go back to your job till you've had the vaccine. And it's not going to be out till next year, and they decide what is essential and what isn't. That's the power to totally blockade and lay siege against Main Street America and small town America and independent companies. It's simply amazing. Then we see police all over the country in leftist areas shutting down all the churches but letting the gay pride parades, all the rest of it, go forward. They are loving every minute of this. Attorney General Barr came out and said that churches are essential if other similar gatherings aren't banned. Well, no, actually, it's the First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion, prohibiting free exercise thereof. And then it goes on to the freedom of the press and the freedom of assembly. All of that is being eviscerated. All of that is being devastated right now in front of our faces. But getting back to the issue at hand, the fact that the hospitals are almost empty all over the United States and the fact that the hospitals are almost empty across Europe, not just the UK, and that they're telling us that they're overwhelmed is, again, all part of the theater directed by a handful of corporations and carried out by the dutiful employees at the hospitals who, in between doing TikTok videos, literally get hysterical and celebrate when they end up getting one COVID-19 person in the building. Then they all go on Instagram and Facebook and whine and complain and talk about how it's the end of the world and how they've got to wear moon suits and how it's so scary. I mean, I'll just tell you point blank. I've had some family who is a nurse, and I'm just going to leave it at that, and I've gotten to sit there and read the text messages and the things being sent to us, and it's oh, my God, it's incredible. I've never been through so much stress in my life. They brought in an old man that has it, and I had to wear a moon suit, and it's so scary, and it's like a nightmare movie and all this. Meanwhile, they've had one case in this major city, in this major, biggest hospital there is. It's a VA hospital. And that's what's going on. And the old man lives. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, you see these cherry-picked articles where they will focus on a man and his wife both dying of it. And then later you dig into it, and it's not even true. So there is massive, massive psychological warfare propaganda being carried out. Oh, and by the way, there's a big Zero Hedge article on InfoWars.com right now that links to all the different Chinese newspapers where they're bragging that they've been totally open for over a month, they're never going to close again, and that when the virus reasserges next November, they know that the United States is going to be shut down and Europe will be shut down. And so they're advertising to businesses worldwide that their supply chain's open, that it's strong, and that they're the place to invest in, and that business is closed in the United States and Europe. Think about that. The minute Trump got elected, the stock market went straight up. Then when he got into office, it went straight up. And then as he delivered on bringing a lot of jobs back, it went straight up. And the globalists said, we're going to get rid of the prosperity. That will make them hate Trump. And now the states, the leftist states, have formed a, quote, alliance, you know, like Hitler and Mussolini and the Japanese in World War II, an axis of evil, and are saying, we're going to hold the economy hostage. We're going to block the ports even trying to bring goods in because we're going to, quote, follow the science, of course, of Fauci and the NIH that have been 100% wrong, exaggerating everything, who have the motive to get the power, the giant power grab run by Bill and Melinda Gates for forced inoculation, digital IDs, total citizen tracking. And then you go back and look at it. They have the exact grants to the very Wuhan bioweapons lab to weaponize coronavirus out of bats, putting it into dogs and pigs to try to make them sick to then culture the virus. This is all confirmed. The very groups power grabbing and taking control of our country right now in unprecedented martial law publicly are the ones transferring chimera coronaviruses
that's even been in major news publications like The Scientist and others, to them, and then saying that it wasn't a big threat while it incubated and got over here from China, then turning around and blaming the president, saying it's all his fault, and saying he's got to be removed from office and that the economy will never open again, while the very people that launched the attack on a communist China have now reopened their economies and are crowing about how they destroyed us. Think about the magnitude of that. But Americans are servile. Americans are dumbed down on average. A lot of us are awake. A lot of us have that hard-charging American spirit, independent. But so many people like the gloves, even though they don't do anything unless you take them off after every interaction. But that's how that works. Gloves are worthless unless you take them off after every interaction. The masks are basically worthless unless you're wearing goggles. And again, those have to be taken off after every interaction. It's all just basic medical facts, but see, that doesn't matter. It's too much fun to get hysterical. It's too much fun to go crazy and get into it. And, oh, it's just a 2 weeks. It's just an extended spring break. Come on, Alex. Get with the program. And I told you then, I said, we're never reopening. It's never going back to the way it was because you aren't Americans anymore. You don't stand up for yourselves. And I'm not preaching our amazing audience of activists in the arena who are incredible and the heart of the resistance and our main hope outside of God. Who inspires that hope? I'm talking to the new people that tune in and the globalists that tune in and the feds that tune in that think this is all funny and all cutesy and love the persecution of patriots and love the persecution of Trump supporters. It's disgusting. It's absolute classical tyranny with a high-tech overlay. And then I see Trump unable to control the Justice Department, unable to stop the incredible behind-the-scenes and public persecution of Trump supporters. You know, folks ask why Matt Drudge has turned against Trump to a certain extent. I think he wants to have his own identity. And I want to have my own identity as well. I have a lot of problems with Trump. But because the globalists want to get rid of Trump so bad, I support the president. And he does a great job on many fronts. But he needs to get aggressive. And he needs to send a signal to his supporters that are being persecuted that he stands with them. Like pardoning Julian Assange. And standing up for the press. And pardoning Roger Stone so he doesn't just twist in the wind under incredible pressure that I can tell you is taking a toll on him. And folks like me, I'm strong. I'm never going to back down, folks. You know they're targeting my family, you name it. I can't get into it on air. It's beyond a Hollywood movie right now. I'm pretty tough. God gave me the will to keep going and your prayers. I can feel them. But this is out of control. Trump must just come out and say, we're at war with communist China. There's traitors in our government. It's the truth. And say, are you with me? Are you against me? And we're not going to put up with this crap anymore. Because they keep running these assaults trying to take him down and take down his supporters. And each assault gets more giant and more crazy. And so that's why this permanent shutdown is the final assault. Because the states, the counties, the cities, the foreign governments, and the major banks aren't going to turn the economy back on. This is their mutiny. This is their hijacking. This is their globalist strike shutting down the economy. This is their blockade. This is their act of terrorism. And we're under corporate globalist Chi-Com directed terror attack with a bioweapon at the center of it to create the fear and hysteria. And that's it. Only the truth will set us free. Only the truth will break through all these lies. Back to Owen Schroyer and the live global transmission. I'll be back this afternoon in studio. Stay with us.
All right, folks. So you just heard from Alex Jones. Here's what we're going to do, because I've already pretty much said my piece. I did leave out the medical tyranny phase of the phases that I covered earlier. The medical tyranny is in there as well, but I've already pretty much said my piece. I got other news I can get to, but I want to hear from you in this upcoming hour. So I'm going to open up the phone lines. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. What do you think? We're in the phases right now to end America. How do we respond?
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.